Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Diaz. Research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today's show will bring me back to my growing days at Rutgers University. Not as a student, nor a man, but the countless hours I spent in that greenhouse. I guess greenhouse is plural. I just sort of live there. It's where I got to learn so much. But springtime to us is definitely a regrowth of plants and our spirit. It's warmer temperatures, outdoor activities, and a time to commune with nature. Because, see, I'm probably the only guy in the history of the world that loves from the hottest to the coldest. You can say that it's going to snow today 2 feet, and I'm like, okay, well, snow blowers, snow throwers, tractor, plow, and then put the snowshoes on and go. Or it's as hot as could be in the Arizona sun and dry, and I'm just as happy. But let's talk about your garden today. So as you plant it, this year I'm going to say section off a very small parcel for spring cuttings. And I'm talking about a section that's only like 2 feet by 3 feet. And if you happen to be that apartment dweller, you can easily do all the things we're going to speak about today in containers. Container growing is very large, and some people will do them on rooftops. If it's legal, your fire escapes. Make sure that's fine. And then every year, I always have an experimental crop. It's something that I want to learn a little bit more about, and I'll get into the cuttings. And then with, you know, I've done chili pepper research because I've been the director of the Chili Pepper Research Lab. And since I've left that, I now do some of my own personal experiments with herbs. And I'm going to experiment with cumin today. It's not part of the cutting section, but just so you know that I'm always out there. Hey, it's important, it's enjoyable, and it's fun. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So let's start with a few hedgerow and ornamental plants that are easy to root. The only purchase you need to make is a rooting hormone called Rootone. Most local nurseries have it. Feed supply stores, they sell it. So I've been using Rootone for years. There are a couple other rooting hormones out there. Hey, don't get any money from them. You find one that works. You just, there you go. You figure out which one you want to use. Rootone from my rooting days at Rutgers to today still works fine for me. Now, every type of cell on a plant has a function. Makes sense? We're going to use stem cuttings. And by adding Rootone, it tells the stem cells, and it says, excuse me, once they're under the soil with the Rootone, saying, excuse me, you are no longer a stem cell, you are now a root cell, and they actually change. Pretty cool. And I'll explain how this simple process works. You're going to cut off a thin stem or branch about 1/2 to 3/4 in diameter, something really, really thin. The length should be approximately 6 inches long, could be a little bit longer. Always use a sharp pruning shear. And one of the things I like to do is, whether I'm using a knife or a pruning shear of sorts, I like to dip the tip in alcohol, kill any bacteria and fungus and all this, and that quickly dries off. Be careful. We are planting stems, not fingers. And I do mean that. Hey, we need to understand that we don't want to be cut out there. Earlier, with a new green stem, if you're a rookie, use the green stems. Woody stems are a little bit more challenging, and avoid stems with flowers or buds. So there's your little tip for the day. Now, next, carefully take off the lower half of the leaves. On this side of the stem, take your pruning shears and split the bottom half. So it's almost like you're looking at this stem and right up the middle with your pruning shears, just split it right up the middle of the stem. It's not perfectly center. It's okay. You only need to go up maybe about, you know, the split about a half an inch and a half, somewhere around there. Now, dip that stem tip. Now, you've just cut it. You split it. Dip that in the rooting hormone. Now, take a sharp pencil and poke it into the soil in your little nursery section. So the little 2x3 section that you're going to do some experiment in there. And just stick the stem in there. After you carefully put it in, then just press around the soil next to the cutting. So we're really just trying to make contact. It's that easy. It's vital to keep the soil moist, not wet. And that's always when you're doing seeding or you're doing stem cuttings. Moisture is good, wet is not good. Usually the spring rains take care of the watering. But like every good gardener, you need to monitor the soil. Within weeks, you should see growth on the new plants you created. There are some gardeners who complete this process without using a rooting hormone, a growth hormone with plants. And some of them are just so easy to do. And hey, and I mean this, I actually use some with, some without. And quite honestly, the ratio is just about the same anyway. So let's start with an easy cutting to root for Cynthia. Wait for the early beautiful yellow flowers, of which right now you're seeing lots of them. Wait for them to fall off and the leaves to appear. Very important. That's key with forsythia. Sure, forsythia can be rooted without any rooting hormone. I know that for a fact. But if you want to try it, either way, a little experimentation, see which one roots better, that's fine. And in the next few cuttings, you may want to use it. That's up to you. Continue with what would be a privacy shrub. Now, I'm telling you right now, for Cynthia, it's like almost instantaneous. And I know people that will just take the cuttings and just jam them in the ground. So when I say jam them in, it's the pencil point in, put a piece, and then move on. And they'll do it because they're trying to create a privacy hedge that way. And another privacy hedge I wanted to talk about right now is privet hedge. And you could use privet hedge or boxwood. And there's many different varieties of boxwood. So you have spreaders, uprights. You want to just have that in mind. And two others that come to mind are azaleas. And make sure you've selected like the perfect flower color you want. So that's important. And the other one, which is a great, and I actually have this on my property in one section, I have a tremendous amount of firebush. And that's one, because you look at firebush and just the way it sounds, its color in the fall, it is a spectacular. It just pops out there. You're looking for some great photos. I'd say that firebush is it. And this year, my experimental crop is going to be butterfly bush. And I will take some of, I will wait for this. And their shoots come out a little bit later than most. And I will wait for those and I will take those. I see the butterfly bush, yes, it attracts butterflies, but it also attracts bees. And then during hummingbird migrating season, I'm just excited about it, migrating season, they just, the bush is just filled. They're stopped by, quick drink, but it's that attraction. And I happen to have that vibrant purple flower that just, to me, is just awesome. Now, another cutting, roses, they're easy to root. So I'm going to give you a couple methods. Besides the method I just described, and I do this often, is you just obviously take the cutting split and they also have, many of the rose varieties have longer shoots. You can bend them toward the ground, the longer shoot, and bury the center of the stem under approximately 2 inches of soil. And sometimes it just sort of wants to pop up out of the soil. And I'll just put a rock just right there holding it down. And I know this old Italian gardener who will take rose cuttings, stick them in the ground, and put a glass jar over them. And what has he done? He's created a miniature greenhouse. It should be noted the best time to prune roses is in April. So making new plants from something you are going to put, hopefully, in your compost pile, it makes sense. And I actually have every year, because I have these miniature roses, these red guys that are just beautiful. And it's real simple. I just keep taking cuttings back in my little section, 2x3 section, little rootone, bang, and I get so many, and I just keep moving around because my property is large. Now, Rose of Sharon shoots also root pretty easy, but personally on this one, see, here's the difference. It drops so many seeds. I allow them to germinate on their own, and the next spring, I simply transplant all the little seedlings. And I'm going to let you know that right now under one of my Rose of Sharon's, one of my larger ones, over the wintertime, and I looked at it, and now I'm seeing the shoots coming up right now. I must have, I don't know, because it's just early spring, and I'm trying to keep track of it, 100. I mean, I'm not going to use 100. I'll share with my family and friends, and that's one of the other things, and we'll get to that in a little bit. So going back to the old Italian gardener I was telling you about, when it comes to fig trees, he waits for an external shoot to come out of the ground next to the main trunk. He slowly pulls it out of the ground, and I've seen him do this, and a small piece of root comes off with it, and he transplants it successfully. And a friend and I were talking last evening because he's going to be going into growing some of the miniature eggplants different than the spring cuttings. But we were just having this conversation on the phone last night. He was asking me a few questions about that. Just purchased the new home, asking me about some seed starter fertilizer. So a great conversation. And then he began to have a conversation about fig trees. And that old Italian gardener, besides having the huge fig trees, he also does one in a pot. Because remember that they are a Mediterranean plant. And they can't survive the real, I'm in the Northeast, they can't survive the real cold Northeast temperatures unless you wrap them or bury them. And I'm going to do a show just on fig trees and some really special things. But he puts one in a pot. And this year, I'm going to grow one of mine in a pot. He says all he simply does is, as the year goes on, fall comes, late fall, he takes the pot, he puts it in his garage, no heat in his garage. And he says it just sort of, a couple of leaves fall off a little bit. He waters it every, he goes, when I remember I water it. It's almost like just a passing. And he says, by the next year, it is ready to rock and roll. So I'm going to give that one another experiment for me. Now, if you're looking for other types of spring cuttings, various types of rabbit ear cactus, or you can simply just cut them off from the mother plant and stick them in the ground. And I'm going to let you know that they root so easy. I've done this numerous times. The one that I've done, my research out in Idaho, which is also native. It's funny. This one is native from coast to coast, is Opuntia compressa. Some people just call it rabbit ear cactus. And in Idaho, it's one of my favorite ones when I was doing my research out there in the sagebrush steppe, which is a desert at 9,000 feet. Pretty neat up in the Rockies. And when it flowers, it has, I got to say this, it has to be my most beautiful flower on my property, and probably just about anywhere I see in nature. So if you're looking for just something different, there's that flower that's there. Now, my good friend Nancy Nolte, you probably know Nick Nolte, the actor, his sister Nancy, she had given me, I was up the farm, her farm, and she had from Nick's property out in California, she had taken a cutting of a rabbit ear, and I took a cutting from it, came home, rooted right away, and she said that, and this is last year, she said, yeah, I leave it out all winter long. I said, okay, well, because the Opuntia compressa, you know, just native and you can. So I left it out. And as the winter was going on, because again, we get very cold, heavy snows, the top ear died. So right now, all of them have died down to the bottom. So I'm waiting to see, does something regrow? And if not, I'm going to take a cutting this spring and pot it up. And just like the fig tree, I'll move it into my garage at that proper time. Now, it's important to take a look at plants on the properties of your family, friends, and neighbors. Select a plant that you would like to grow from their properties and then go out in the middle of the night and take it. I'm kidding. Just ask permission and get. And you know what? This is that sharing deal because, you know, when we're out growing and you have too many tomatoes, you share with your neighbors. And well, do the same thing. Say, tell them, any cutting you want, just let me know. Hey, and you could, hey, here's your trial and error. You can try to root it for them. So just ask permission and you get them. I'll say it this way, because I've done this, like the most beautiful color azalea that you don't have. So then go there and say, can I take a cutting? And you say, can I take two cuttings and I'll give you one back? Or, again, in the likelihood that they root. And hey, we're confident people, so we know that that's going to happen. And you just sort of just trade back and forth with family and friends. And I think that's important. It's an excellent method of propagating new plants and, most important, communing with nature, because you just get to be outside. Hey, this isn't Joey B indoors. This is Joey B outdoors. So until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeyb.tv. That's joeyb.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.